Welcome to The Creative Catalyst, a relaxed, friendly, conversational program which discusses innovative ideas using familiar vocabulary. Mark Ty Warden, a music technologist, informal logician, and author of three books, presents ideas using a process of cumulative selection. Like life, there are no right or wrong answers, yet some ideas consequently outlive others. Sit back, enjoy a little lateral thinking, and motivate your own creative genius.
Sukarno had noticed a man who looked like Lou Reed. The man looked shifty and was shuffling from foot to foot under the bright theatre district lighting. Or was it a peep show? Anyway, Sukarno wasn't interested in that. He stopped and looked at the man's eyes. His pupils certainly seemed small enough, so maybe... Sukarno's heart rose in his chest. This was it. "Excuse me, mate. Know where I can buy some heroin?" "Sure. Show me the colour of your money." A right pocket, small bills. Left pocket, a big roll of money, about $2,000. Sukarno dug deep in his right pocket and waved a couple of bucks. This seemed to spur the guy into action, but the talk was all about crack. It seemed crack was dead easy to get. Heroin, not so easy. Out of fashion, but still doable. "Come on, man, follow me." Strolling up Broadway, he ducked into a shop, so Sukarno followed. "Give me a dollar." It seemed Lou was watching carefully to see where Sukarno kept his money and how much he had to get a feel for him. Sukarno handed over a dollar and Lou bought gum. They ducked back out of the shop, the pace increasing along a Manhattan Avenue. "Heroin is whack. Wanna try crack? Once you've done crack, you won't ever go back." "No, I want to buy heroin. Can you actually get heroin or not?" "You ain't never flown till you tried it. It's a cleaner, better, smarter drug. You don't want to be sticking all them needles in you and shit." Sukarno was ready to pull out of the deal now. What if the guy mugged him? Maybe he should just give him $10 and leave.
Likebeing.com, your first stop for creative thinking. Mark is a music technologist, informal logician, and author of three books.
"Give me 80. That seems significant. There were now 80 blocks or so further uptown, on a very quiet, brightly lit street, walking towards a solitary figure. This solitary black figure, a male dressed in khaki, signalled to Lou Reed. He looked like he was ready to run, but they still brushed sleeves, barely acknowledging each other. "It's okay, he's cool." And something changed hands. "Did he get it?" "Not here, man. Follow me." Lou stopped at the bottom of a steep hill, next to a municipal building. "Wait here till I get my pipe." Then Lou Reed disappeared through a gap between the building wall and a fence and left Sukarno standing all alone. After what seemed like ages, there was the sound of a train. It clattered by, lighting the gap and revealing the escape plan. It was clear Lou Reed wasn't coming back. He'd ducked down onto the tracks with his crack and gone. There never was any heroin. Sukarno started to laugh, the kind of laugh that only a man who still has $2,000 in his pocket after gambling his life can laugh when he reaches safety.
If you enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Mark from likebeing.com, your first stop for creative thinking. Mark Ty Warden is a music technologist, informal logician, and author of three books.